man's world. How about that? Now, if anybody could do, if anybody can do that song justice, it is the one and only, the late Etta James, singing This Is a Man's World. Okay, let's get this party started. Guess who's here? You know who is here. If it's Wednesday, Karen Riley's in the house, and today we have a guest on the WGXE Live Line, Julie Cerny, from the, she's out in the Catskill Farm. Are you there, Julie?
I'm here. Good morning.
Yay. And I know Karen is here, though he's not saying anything.
No, I'm not saying. I'm still waking up. I'm glad that I made it here in the studio before my guest called. Good morning, Julie. Thanks for calling up.
Good morning.
And Julie is associated with the Sylvia Center. And I guess between she and Karen, they're going to tell us all about the Sylvia Center and what they do. And
we'll let Julie tell us about it. But I just I want to just introduce Julia Cerny works with the Sylvia Center, which is part of Catskill Farm, which is right up there on 9H up your way. Mm-hmm. And Catskill Farm started a while ago now. I don't know if they're going on 10 years or what. I'll let Julie explain it. But they have a huge operation there. I know they deliver a lot of food down to the city, and I've visited, I know Bob Walker, of course, Bob's still working there, right, Julie?
That's right. Yep,
so why don't you just tell us a little bit about first Catskill Farm and then Sylvia Center. How big is that farm? What do you guys do, et cetera, et cetera?
There's a lot going on here. We are just off of 9H, south of Kinderhook, and we're an organic, certified organic operation. The property is about 60 acres, and we have about 11 or 12 in organic production, fruits and vegetables. We also have laying hens and a handful of pigs, and Bob manages the greater farm, and we have about 300 folks receiving CSA, weekly CSA deliveries down in New York City. Mostly at workplaces, there's a few community pickups as well. The first harvest on the farm was 2007, so compared to a lot of farms around here, we're pretty fresh and pretty new. One of the we also have produce going to the Chatham Food Co-op. Occasionally you'll see some of our stuff at the Berry Farm, and that's produce along with a handful of value-added products. You've probably seen the Catskill ketchup and the barbecue sauce named after Bob Walker. And,
wait a minute. I gotta back up a second there, Julie.
Sure.
Sorry. So there's a barbecue sauce named after Bob.
That's right. It's barbecue sauce.
Barbecue sauce.
Now,
oh, man, he's going to hear it from me.
Please tell me it's not called Bob's Barbecue, is it?
No, it's barbecue with a B-O-B, Phil.
Oh, barbecue.
Yeah.
Barbecue. Okay, all right.
I'm
okay,
so
just
slow.
Wanted to... I just wanted, it's still
barbecue.
Early in the morning. barbecue sauce. Okay.
Bob.
Cool. Well, we got local ketchup, local organic ketchup. That's so great. Okay.
Well, there's ketchup. There's we got a really nice tomato jam too, which freaks some people out, but it's this really great sweet savory stuff, and I slather that on.
Is that over there at the Chatham?
That should be at the Chatham Co-op, and also at the Berry Farm.
Okay.
At the Berry Farm.
Yeah. And that stuff's going down to the city as well.
Now, I understand that there's also a teaching or educational part of what you do.
Very much so. I'm kind of a half farmer, half teacher here on the farm, and the farm is a really great, this whole operation is a really great partnership between three amazing organizations. There's Catskill Farm, there's Great Performances, which is a catering company down in New York City, and there's the Sylvia Center, which I primarily work for. And this group of three organizations is, on my end at least, with the Sylvia Center, working together to help inspire kids to eat better through experiences both on the farm and in the kitchen. We have a nice outdoor kitchen here on the farm, as well as cooking classes that are happening down in New York City at some of the New York City Housing Authority centers. And so Great Performances, Liz Newmark owns the farm. She's also the CEO of Great Performances, the catering company down in Soho. And she wanted the best food for her catering company. And so Catskill Farm was born. And in order to give back to the community, both up here and to and to New York City. The Sylvia Center was born in honor of her daughter, Sylvia. And it's really taken off. The Sylvia Center is about 4 years old now. I've been working here for about a year and a half. And we're having kids come to the farm from, about half are coming up from New York City and half are from Columbia County and the Capital District. So it's a really great mix of kids. And some of them have never been on a farm before. Some of them have no idea that, you know, a potato grows under the ground. And so we're trying to close all those gaps for kids between, you know, knowing where their food comes from, how it grows, and also bringing in the culinary part, teaching them how to prepare those fresh seasonal organic fruits and vegetables into a healthy meal.
Well, that is fantastic.
Nice.
That is fantastic. And so the children get to see from the seed to the table.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That
okay.
Is, they are doing everything from planting seeds to transplanting. They are learning about what it means to eat seasonally, why it's important to eat local fruits and vegetables. They are out in the field seeing, you know, some of their favorite fruits and vegetables growing. I like to ask when the kids arrive, you know, what some of their favorite fruits and vegetables are, you know. You know, we get a lot of the typical things like, oh, we love carrots, oh, we like broccoli, but then there's
Twizzlers.
A few kids who like celeriac, which is a root vegetable that grows under the ground. And it's just a pleasure for me to get to show these kids some of their favorite things that they like to eat actually in that vegetable's natural environment. The kids also get to interact with the chickens and the pigs and learn about where eggs and meat comes from. And then we move down to our 1 acre children's garden, which is the area of the farm I take care of. And that's an interactive place where kids can come into the garden and we have a lot of common fruits and vegetables growing and flowers. And then we have a lot of weird stuff too. Trying to show kids that, you know, cucumbers aren't just always green and tomatoes aren't always just red. And there's a lot of different flavors out there and things that they may have never tried before that they might really like. And then we go ahead, pick a bunch of vegetables and prepare it together communally and then share it together outside on the farm, right in the field. So it's a really great time.
Now, do you have any anything upcoming that the listening audience can attend?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a fall harvest day that's going to be Sunday, October 14th. And we post pretty much all of our events on COCO To Do. That's the Columbia County To Do listserv. So that'll be coming up on October 14th. That'll be a mix of come and see the farm and learn about what we do here. The whole day is free. It's a great day for the family to come out. There'll be hay rides. We fire up an outdoor wood-fired pizza oven and do make your own pizzas.
Ooh,
nice.
Just enjoying the fall weather and the changing of the seasons. And then every second Sunday every second Sunday we do a family farm day, and that's a fee program, but kids and their parents are invited to come to the farm and have an experience of picking vegetables and learning how to cook them together.
Okay, see, that's we hope that you're going to post that on. I'm sure that Karen's going to make sure that that gets on WGXC.org.
That's right. You know
events.
Me. I am all over the .org. Julie, just so you know, also for future reference and anyone else listening, that if you do have an event, you can go to WGXC.org and go to events, and there's a place to post it right up if it's a community event, and it will get read on the air and read by those who visit the website.
Great. And I will definitely do that. And also to make another quick plug, the kids that are coming to the farm for these organized group trips are coming from local schools. They're coming from summer camps. And so if you are a teacher or the leader of a youth organization that is interested in food, nutrition, and getting the kids you work with more in tune with food and farming and nutrition, definitely get in touch with me. I'd love to be able to offer these great programs.
Absolutely. And it's so awesome you're doing that, Julie. Kids need to be out there in nature. They need to be out getting dirty. They need to be out there doing a little bit of work, too,
I tell you, one of the most exciting things when the First Lady started this program, when she said, let's get a garden in the And I said, wow, is she going to do it right? You know, is she going to? And he actually did it where they're teaching children. And now I'm seeing it all over the place. This is so great.
Because
children
need to. Stay away from the chemicals.
Yeah, children need to know where it came from. And you'd be surprised when you talk to a city kid. They don't know where that carrot came from. They have absolutely no idea. They think it came from the shelf.
Now they come up and work on the farm a little bit, get a whole world of knowledge, and proud we are of all of them.
Do they actually prepare the foods too?
Yeah, they actually work to prepare the foods. We're teaching them how to be more self-sufficient in the kitchen, so things like knife safety and everything's age-appropriate. You know, but we have kids coming who are little itty-bitties. So, you know, we had Bethlehem Preschool here on Monday, and we go up, we run the whole gamut up through disabled adults. We'll have adults here from COARC coming in October. So the garden and the kitchen are great places to learn because there's something for every ability, mm-hmm. there's something for every age level, mm-hmm. and we really want everyone to be able to make healthy food choices for themselves.
Rock and roll. All right, well, I think we're just about ready for Amy Goodman, Julie, so we might have to wrap it, but Julie Cerny, Sylvia Center at Catchkey Farm, working with the kids up there. Catchkey Farm pumping out a ton of vegetables, it sounds like, on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And meats, too, right?
We're just doing the pigs here, mostly for the kids' side of things, for the educational part of the farm.
Okay. All right, and once again, it's your fall festival is what, October 14th?
October 14th, it's
okay.
Sunday.
Great. Anything else, Julie?
No, thanks so much, and it's a pleasure to be on.
And Julie, on that week of October, let me go back, let me look at my calendar, October 14th?
Yeah.
Saturday, October 14th? So if you...
Sunday the 14th.
Yeah, Sunday the 14th. You'll write down on your calendar to get in touch with me so you can come back on sometime during that week of October 8th, 9th, 10th, so we can let everybody know again.
Sounds great.
Okay. Yeah. This is very interesting. I would really like kids galore to come out and see you.
We'd love that. Thank you so much.
Awesome, Julie. Thanks again, and enjoy your day.
Have a beautiful day. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. That's Julie Cerny from the Catchkey Farm. And associated with the Sylvia Center, great performances, and talking about what she's doing with children. Karen, why don't you pick it up while I do
two
a little
minutes.
Technical thing?
We got 2 minutes left to run down. It's a root day today if you're working with a biodynamic planting calendar. It's good to work with your roots. Get your carrots, yummy carrots. Potatoes are off the hook. I had some fries that are just so good. Local potatoes. It's the anniversary, 1791, of the slave uprising in Haiti. The Haitian Revolution was sparked due to this uprising in 1791 on this day. On this day, Teddy Roosevelt was the first president to ride in an automobile in 1902. In 1910, the Howard Theater in D.C. opened. And in 1978, the Kenyan president and revolutionary Jomo Kenyatta died on this day. And on this day, 1942, it was the Battle of Stalingrad. It's also in 1916, the anniversary of IWW fighting the free speech fight in Everett, Washington. And birthdays, Tori Amos, John Lee Hooker.
That's right. We've been playing John Lee Hooker all morning.
I know you know that one, Phil. I bet you've been cranking away the good old John Lee Hooker tunes. He was born in 1915. Also the birthday of Dorothy Parker, born 1893. Claude Debussy, composer, 1862. And last but not least, 1608, it is the birthday of one Basua Macon, an English early English feminist and author. So there's your birthdays and events rundown in a nutshell.
And this, thank you very much, Karen.
You are welcome.
And we're going to get more on the Catchkey Farm and the what's going on there. You are listening to WGXC 90.7 FM of Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, New York. Philip is on your radio, and I'll be back at 9 o'clock. But in the meantime, let's go
literally at stake.
To Democracy Now.
Done. Take care, folks.
Boss Rove, Inside Karl Rove's Secret Kingdom of Power. We'll spend the hour with author Craig Unger examining the return of Karl Rove, the man who masterminded the rise of George W. Bush from governor of Texas to the presidency, who advised Bush during two wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, who some claim helped seize the 2004 election for Bush, and who is at the center of two of the biggest scandals of the Bush administration, the Valerie Plame affair and the U.S. attorney scandal.